Well, anytime you can defeat a good football team, shut them out, put up the kind of offensive numbers that we did tonight, you got to feel good about it. Was it perfect? No, it wasn't perfect. We still have areas that we need to work on, and we'll continue to work on and continue to get better. But, you know, the positives are our defense played extremely well. Even in a couple of tough spots, they played extremely well. We're able to get a shot out. The offense moved the ball extremely well up and down the field. We got to work on red zone offense. We need to get more touchdowns than field goals in the red zone. That's something that we'll address this week. But overall, it was an outstanding performance by our players against the Louisiana Tech team that I think is a pretty good football team. I watched them on tape, watched them here tonight, and I think they're going to win more than their share of games. And they're going to have an outstanding year in their conference.
You mentioned a couple of tough spots to preserve that shutout. I'd like to ask you about one play in particular when Darryl Stuckey chases a player all the way down the field to tackle him at the three to keep that alive. What does a play like that mean to you and to your team?
Well, I told the kids in the locker room just a minute ago that I think the guttiest play in the game of football is when a player is out in the open running for a touchdown and you're the only guy that can make the play and you don't have as steep as angles you'd like to have. You have everything going against you, but yet you go down and make the play. And, you know, Philip Levis is a 4-4 sprinter. And Stuckey ran him down. He had a slight angle, no question, but Levis, 9 out of 10 times, would outrun that angle to the end zone. And Darryl just showed the fortitude that he was going to make that play, made the tackle to one, come back and makes a 4-yard loss on a tackle the next play. Our defense hangs in there. They miss a field goal. And the whole complexion of the game has completely changed in our favor because Darryl Stuckey chose to hustle and not give up. And he changed the whole complexion of the game.
Now, on the offensive side, Todd Reising, the efficiency, 32 for 38, 412 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, our offense tonight, I thought, you know, they well prepared and took what they gave. And you know, I'll be honest with you, the first half of the game, I didn't think we ran the ball well. I thought a little bit was the offensive line, poor on backside cutoffs. And I thought that the backs did not hit the lane as quickly as we'd like for them to. But in the second half, we did. Our offensive line did a better job. But, you know, there were just so many opportunities to throw the football. We just couldn't pass it up.
You also, we saw more of Angus Quigley in the second half. You mentioned last week that you liked what he's been doing lately. How about his performance tonight?
Without looking at the tape, I thought Angus did a lot of positive things. He still looked a little bit high. You know, his shoulder pads are not quite down as much as you'd like. But I thought he did a nice job of picking his way, accelerating through lanes. And, you know, it's been a long road for Angus, and nobody wants Angus to do better than we do as coaches. And maybe this is a sign of things to come for Angus. I hope so.
You've got a short week to get ready for your next opponent and a road trip to South Florida. How do you feel about the way your team shapes up going into that week of preparation?
Yeah, we'll have a good week of preparation. We'll be fine. You know, we're going to sleep fast and get out there and, you know, get prepared, and we'll be fine. We're looking forward to playing on the road now. That's the challenge of being a good football team. You got to win on the road.
Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, Nate.
Hey, Coach Mark Mangino, guys, back up to you.
I'll take some questions.
Mark, can you talk to Andrew Carper, number one, and Isaiah replacing him?
Yeah. Kendrick is in good care right now. He's in good hands. I don't know all the details. We're still working on that, so I'm not going to comment on it. I don't want to say anything that is irresponsible. I want to make sure that when I talk about him, that I have all of the information that I need. But he's in good care. He's in good hands. And, you know, with any time you have a situation where a player is removed from the field the way he was. I will, you know, tomorrow I'll let the media know. We'll make sure that we have some kind. We'll give you what update we have. That's how we'll handle it. Okay. Right now we don't have a whole lot of information. I can just tell you, he's in very good care, and you know we want to talk to his family and stuff before you know, stuff printed all over the internet and all that stuff.
Mark, that first half, were you worried about your defense being out on the field too long?
Yeah, I was. That one drive there, you know, they converted several third downs, which, you know, I didn't like because it's uncharacteristic of our defense. I really thought they were out there a very long time. But it shows you the character of those kids. You know, they were tired, but they you know, toughened up, and they went out there and competed. So we just can't let people drive the ball down the field like that. I don't go for that bend and don't break stuff. That's ridiculous. You know, I hear that all the time about people say, well, this team's defense bends and doesn't break. Hey, listen, if your defense is bending, it's going to shatter someday. And that's not how we play here. We play good, hard defense and try to keep people out of the end zone.
At what point in Briscoe's touchdown did you even think a touchdown was possible?
Oh, the run after the catch for the touchdown? Yeah, I'll tell you what, I got the worst seat in the house. You know, I'm trying to wade through bodies chasing them, and they're just I can hear the coaches upstairs saying, he's still on his feet, he's still on his feet, he's still on his feet, and it's a touchdown. I could hardly see. I'll see it on tape tomorrow. I could hardly see. You know, they're just he's weaving in and out of people, and they're blocking my vision, so I couldn't tell. Glad he was in the end zone, though.
Did you notice the fans counting the missed tackles on the replay on the board?
No, I did not.
Hey, Mark, could you talk about Todd's ability to check down and then be accurate as he is, after he's looked off three or four guys?
I'll take that another step. I think he does a good job of looking off people. I think he does a good job of reading his progression. One of the things he does where what separates really good quarterbacks from average quarterbacks, Blair, is if he has to step up in the pocket or flush a little bit, he doesn't take his eyes from downfield. And a lot of times quarterbacks, when they have to flush the pocket or even step up, they'll pull it down and start running with it because they can't redirect to get their eyes back up. He does an awesome job of keeping his eyes downfield and not panicking and, you know, running all over the place. So you're right. He does a good job at the progression, but he does a good job on the run as well.
Mark, you mentioned taking advantage of what they were presenting you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things they did, obviously, you know, they watched last week's tape a little bit, and no question about that. And they just had, you know, they were mugging their mic up. I don't, you know, guys, that terminology, I don't know if you know what that means. They're just playing the mic up tough a lot, up at the line of scrimmage quite a bit, making it difficult to zone up on them. Did a good job of moving their linebackers in and out of the box. And what they're trying to do is just trying to disrupt us. But, you know, and you're taking some chances with our pass game when you do that. You might do a good job against our run game, and that's fine. But if I was playing us, I'd be trying to defend the pass, you know, because it's proven that it can hurt you. But, you know, it goes back to the old adage. I use it here every day. Our defensive players hear it from, comes out of my mouth every day. You got to stop the run in college football. If you stop the run, then you got a chance. If a team is forced to throw the ball more than they want to, then you've got a chance to be successful. With us, we like to throw the football, and we have a very good trigger guy to do it. So when people come in with that philosophy, we can be successful on offense throwing the ball.
Well, opposing coach take you up on what you're saying?
What's that?
Pass first.
They may, and that's good because I think, you know, we can run the ball. It was like last week, you know, Florida International, who I thought had a pretty physical defense, they came out in a cover two look, lighting the box up a little bit, just playing with sex in the box. And we, first few times we ran the ball, we knocked off some big yardage, and they just said, well, we're not going to sit here all night and let them do that. So they decided to force us to throw the ball.
Mark, offseason, there's a lot of talk about your change of defensive coordinators. Now, after two games, can you kind of discuss how that transition's gone, what you see, what you want to see from now on?
You know, I, first of all, you know, we had a gentleman here did an outstanding job for us, Bill Young. He did a fantastic job. But just like a head coach needs good assistance around him, a good coordinator needs good assistance around him as well. And Clint Bowen, has been a guy here that has played a significant role in the success of our defense the last few years. He has played a big hand in the coverages, the blitz packages. You know, he's a guy that Bill trusted, and I have great trust for. So he's prepared for this challenge. He really is. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to pitch a shutout every week. I'll ask him to, but I don't think he's going to. But we're going to be fine in that area. We're very fortunate to be able to have such a smooth transition.
Do you guys play championship level defense by the middle of the year, or are you doing it now, or what do you think?
Well, I don't want to make remarks about what level our team is playing at this particular time. I want to assume we're going to play a good football team this week. We're going to get into conference play pretty soon. Let's see how we do against the conference play and everything. I suspect we'll do well, but let's measure it then.
Mark, time for one more question. How do you feel Barfield played when he came in?
Hey, I thought he did a decent job. He made a couple mistakes. He cut a guy loose one time. You know, a guy's running down the field all alone. It was a bad pass. And nobody felt worse than him, but I thought he did some really good things. You know, he's a redshirt freshman, but he grew up tonight a little bit. He had to. He was forced into it. And I like him, and I think the future is really bright for him. And, you know, we're not going to be hurting with him out there playing. He's going to do a good job. You know, we'll go through growing pains, but, hey, that's all part of it.